And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Good morning. Dave Clemens here, along with Maureen Dooley, the Communications Director at Partners in Care. And I also have the Philanthropy Manager, Morgan Sartin, here with me as well. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. This is the first time I've had you on our show. So thanks for coming by. It's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Of course, Maureen's become old hat.
Been here a few times.
Yeah, exactly. How are you?
Good, doing well.
Good, good. Let's just start with Partners in Care, kind of a refresher on what Partners in Care is. I feel like most people in the community have heard of Partners in Care. I'd say a lot of them know what you guys do, but I feel like a lot of people don't know what you do and why you would be on a public affairs program and not just running commercials for a paid business. Tell me about that.
Absolutely, Dave. Good point. So Partners in Care is a nonprofit organization, which is one of the main reasons we are on your public affairs broadcast, and we're very appreciative of that. But we care for people who have serious and terminal and chronic illnesses. So a lot of people have heard of Partners in Care having hospice, being a hospice and end-of-life organization, but we are so much more than that. And we do a lot in the community and give back to the community. And we really are a partner in the community in caring for loved ones, friends, families, and neighbors. Some of the services that we have, obviously, are hospice, and we have home health as well for people who are at home navigating an illness or a disease or recovering from a surgery. We also have palliative care that helps people with chronic and serious illnesses live a better quality of life while they're seeking curative treatment. And we also have a transitions program, which is a completely free program for the community for those who have a life-limiting illness, case management, resources, connecting them with meals, housing, transportation, things like that. And we, of course, have our inpatient hospice house, as well as a grief support program as well in the community.
Do people seek you out, or are people referred to you, or how do you end up connecting with people that need your services?
People are connected with Partners in Care in a variety of ways. So for the ones that require insurance for home health, hospice, palliative care, a lot of times those referrals come in through doctors, whether they're specialty care doctors or primary care physicians as well. So we will take referrals. But for our transitions program, as well as palliative care, in some instances, people come to us just from word of mouth. So they might refer a neighbor, or they might refer a friend, or they might reach out themselves. And, you know, in my role, I actually get a lot of people reaching out through our website, asking questions, saying, you know, I have this disease, where do I go for help? What's my next steps? How do I get connected with a doctor? And so if it is for something that requires insurance, or, you know, is hospice, home health care, we do require a physician's referral, but we can also take questions from the community and then walk them through the process of how to get connected with the right service line at Partners in Care.
Best way to learn about you guys, probably the website?
It is, yes, www.partnersbend.org.
So, Morgan, you're the philanthropy manager. What in the world does a philanthropy manager do exactly?
That's a good question. So we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So much of the services that Maureen just mentioned are supported by the community. So my job is to oversee donations from this wonderful community. So when people donate to Partners in Care, that money goes straight into the services we give to people living with serious terminal and chronic illnesses in this community.
Now, of course, you'll take donations all year long, but mm-hmm. I would imagine that this time of year, a busy time of year for you?
Absolutely, yes. We have a wonderful opportunity right now. We were chosen by Central Oregon Gives to help us raise $5,000. And if we reach that goal, we're entered to win an additional $15,000. So we're asking our community to please consider us this time of year to help us win that money.
Okay. And you guys obviously will always take cash. But we've got a calendar coming out? Is that out yet?
Yes. So we are really excited about this. We have a wonderful group of volunteers who are hospice pets, and they sat through a really cute photo shoot, and we put all of the photos into a calendar, and we have those for sale for end of year giving. So check our website, like Maureen said, www.partnersben.org, and you can purchase the calendar there.
Okay. Is it all dogs, or are there other support pets that you use? Like iguanas or something?
I'm not sure I've ever seen an iguana. We have had a horse come into our hospice house.
Oh, wow.
I think we've had other farm animals. It's really, you know, when it comes to end of life, we want to give people the best experience that they can have. And if they, you know, had a specific animal that brings them comfort and brings them joy, we want to help them with that. And so it is a lot of the therapy dogs that are professionally trained and come by people's side for companionship and cuddles and comfort. But we have had a myriad of other creatures that have come in when there is a special need.
But it's dogs all in the calendar.
The calendar is all okay. Dogs. Yeah.
Okay, just curious. Which is perfect. I mean, Central Oregon is a dog town, if you will. So,
Dogtown USA.
Good marketing. Very good. Yeah, Very good, for sure. Well, we've been talking to my friend Maureen Dooley, the communications director. Actually, your title is a lot longer, and I have an extra 15 seconds. You might be able to fit it in there. What is your full title, Maureen?
Marketing and Communications Manager and Veterans Outreach Coordinator. And that's actually, veterans outreach is a big thing we do at Partners in Care as well.
Yeah, you do. We've talked about that before, and we'll have you on again to talk about that soon. Also, Morgan Sarton, the philanthropy manager. Nice meeting you, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, one of you or both of you at the same time, if you want, give me the website.
www.partnersben.org.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.